Learn to let go, oh, 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 learn to let go, oh, oh, oh. Show it off, show it off, show it off, oh, oh, oh. Show it off, show it off, show it off.
This is the Show It Off podcast, encouraging you to show off your unique self, your true, messy, beautiful, perfectly imperfect self. This is about discovering and sharing your inner light with confidence. When we do this, everyone benefits. The law of oneness means any good we do for ourselves is doing good for all. I am Sarah Faye Schaff. I am a single mom who helps other single moms build a life they are proud of and happy in, as I learn to do the same. After creating a successful confidence-building youth program for girls in California and using my 11 years' experience as a yoga and meditation teacher, I am a confidence coach, helping women from here in Hawaii, where I am living a simple island life with my daughter. Each Monday, this podcast serves up true stories and inspiring messages to support you on your journey to becoming shamelessly and unapologetically confident, so you can show off your light, show off your authentic self, show off who you were born to be. This is the Show It Off podcast. This show is about building confidence and self-love. And when I polled my listeners and my Instagram community on what they feel strips them of their confidence, the answers were just a few things on repeat: money, relationship status, and comparing to others. I am a single mama, and I know many of you who listen to the show are too. So if that is where most people's insecurities lie, we can take a look at the majority of us single mamas and see that money, relationship status, and comparing to others can really take a toll on how we feel about ourselves and our lives. Am I right? I mean, money? Most of us depend on government assistance or on money from the very person we worked very hard to get away from. So it's possible that receiving money from this person doesn't feel so great, right? Trying to work while you have your kid on your own all the time, or now with quarantine at home alone with your kid all the time. Yeah, money can be a really daunting subject that makes you feel pretty shitty about yourself. Relationship status. Single, okay? Which for many of us, that means we had a sweet and pure dream and vision of our life that was right in line with what we were taught was best and the right thing. Meet a man, fall in love, make beautiful babies, raise those babies in harmony, and then become grandparents together, happily and peacefully enjoying the family we created. Right? Well, it can feel pretty damn shitty when all of that went to hell and now here you are, doing everything either by yourself or while fighting and moving through custody battles, co-parenting challenges, child support issues, paperwork, and heartbreak, while dating some, or trying to date some new guy takes so much work because now you can't even date without childcare being a thing, which isn't a quick fix because childcare in itself comes with its own problems, like cost of childcare or family drama if your family even helps you. Maybe your kids have separation anxiety because of the family dynamic has been stressful both before and after your breakup. So even if you do have someone great to leave your kid with, it gives both you and your kid anxiety to do so. Well, that really puts a whole crappy dynamic on your dating situation, doesn't it? So then there you go. So let's just talk about the comparison thing, because anywhere you go, whether it's in real life or online, you see women who do have partners and their partners are like carrying something heavy for them or just holding their baby or just being there standing around like a doofus. But part of you looks at them and is like, gee, why can't I have a doofus of my very own? And then when you are online, to try to get some stress relief by scrolling social media, which is never a good idea, by the way, as we all know. We tend to do it because it's just so damn easy. We're faced with anniversary celebrations, new pregnancy announcements, and other reminders of just how single we are, right? But you can't even enjoy being single like you used to, because now being single is with a gargantuan load of responsibilities. And fuck, now this Sarah Faye chick is telling me I deserve to be confident. Fuck you, right? Well, listen, I know. I know so deeply and intimately because I've been there. I am a single mom. This has been my experience. And a lot of my friends are single moms. So we talk about this stuff and we're like, what do we do? And I am a results person. I'm an action taker. So I'm not going to just sit around in this for very long. I'm a single mom because I had a vision of a family with a mom and a dad and a boy baby and a girl baby and a cat and a dog and building our own family traditions and stability and balance and responsibilities. But by the time my daughter was 2 years old, my best friends pulled me aside for an intervention because they saw that I was in a horribly abusive relationship. As a domestically abused woman who deeply loved her fiancé, it was incredibly hard for me to leave him. Even though I was terrified of him, even though he put me through hell, it was so hard for me to leave him. But what I knew was that what I was taking from him, I sure as hell did not want my daughter to take from some other abusive man in her future. So I had to do what I would want her to do if she were in that position, and that was to leave. Leave and figure it out as I go along. And as all of you single mamas know, when you leave, you have your baby and you're on your own, and so you don't get to wallow in your heartbreak. You have to get up, change diapers, make breakfast, give attention, take them out to play, and also figure out how to make money and every fucking everything else, right? So I had to build my confidence. I had to heal as I went along. I had to believe in myself. I had to set a good example for my daughter. Luckily for me, I had spent the 5 years before becoming a mom teaching tween and teen girls how to build self-esteem and sisterhood in the youth program I created called Miracle Girls. It taught tools and mindset practices to build confidence. All of us have been teen girls, and we remember how torturous that was on our self-love game. And I knew if I could help these dozens of these girls build self-esteem as teens and tweens, then I could use that same curriculum on myself and become a confident single mama. Sisters, listen, I'm a Leo. I am a firstborn, and I'm a freaking 8 on the Enneagram. And if you don't know what that means, I highly recommend Googling the Enneagram personality test and taking it for yourself. It's a great practice in self-love, because the more we get to know ourselves and understand ourselves, the easier it is to love ourselves. But continuing on, all of this means I'm a born leader and I'm a born teacher. And I cannot stand to see injustice. And I will make it my mission to make right of wrongs. So it is not even close to enough for me to do something for just myself. I need to teach others. I need to shine my light high so I can guide and lead others, to let them follow my light as they move on the same path. So this is where you benefit from this story. We are now starting right now in this moment today in season 3 of the Show It Off podcast. And moving forward, this show is dedicated to empowering all single mamas. I'm going to say that again. And starting now in season 3 of the Show It Off podcast, moving forward, this show is dedicated to empowering all single mamas. I have already interviewed several single mamas on this show, and I'll put in the show notes where you can hear those episodes, what numbers they are. But each upcoming episode is going to be either a single mama who is thriving, and she's going to share her story, where she came from on her path and how she got to where she is now. Or it'll be a mama in the first steps of her path, and I will coach her in real time for all of you to benefit from the lessons that we go through together. So if you are listening, which you obviously are right now, but if you're listening and you are either in either one of these categories, or you know someone who is, please contact me and we will make an episode with her or you. You can DM me on Instagram at showitoffpodcast or email me at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. And there's more, you guys. I am building a robust online course to support you and our sisters on this single mama journey to building confidence, obtaining resources, being financially free, feeling great about being single, navigating dating, dealing with the legal side of being a mom, like child support and custody, all while prioritizing yourself, your mental, emotional, and physical health as a single mama. This course offers amazing free gifts and it's priced with the budget of a single mama in mind. You and I need to stay connected so you can get your hands on this course. It is the answer to your prayers. It is the map you have been looking for. It is the thing that will change what it looks like to be a single mom. Now, go to sarahfayshoff.com. The link is in the show notes. And enter your email to subscribe to my newsletter. That way you can be invited to join the course as soon as it is available. And you will get articles and tips and links and resources right away. You will also get a five yoga class videos led by me to get you started on your self-care and just breathing and feeling better now. You'll get a lesson on how to meditate, because I'm telling you what, we don't have a choice, y'all. We have to meditate every day. That's like, I'm telling you, whether it's 1 minute or half an hour, you have to meditate every day in order to get through this. We are humans. We only have so much strength and ability. Meditation is where we connect to our higher power, to our inner guidance system, to our source of love. We need to be meditating. Okay. I'm going to like never, ever stop reminding you and encouraging you to do this. But you'll also get a quickie course on how to start your morning routine so that you can have more self-love and confidence and a miracle mindset starting, well, probably tomorrow morning. We are changing the way we are living as single moms. We never wanted to do this alone. This was never the plan. And we were never meant to either. I know you are craving a tribe, a sisterhood, a village. We can build that starting right now together. We can get so much more love and support together than we ever could from just one man. I promise. Just look at our ancestors. No matter what culture you come from, all of the women we came from were raising their babies together, leaning on each other, holding each other up. And we can do that now. And I can show you how. Go to sarahfayshoff.com, put your email in, get connected. There's going to be a Facebook group. There's going to be free resources. There's going to be an amazing online course. There's going to be community. And as soon as COVID's over, we will join together physically as well. We can do this, mamas. This is not the way your life looks today is not the way it's always going to be. I promise. We are changing the course. We are changing the story. We are changing the archetype of what a single mama looks like, not only for ourselves, but for our sisters and for our daughters. We deserve this. We are perfectly made. We are going to cultivate that inner life, inner light, inner life, both of it, and we're going to show it off.
If you like the Show It Off podcast, then you will also like the Show It Off book club. I have hand-selected a library of books that will empower you and keep you on track with your confidence-building goals. Reading has always been a huge love of mine, and if it weren't for the books that I feel like are my friends that have taught me so much, I just don't know where I would be now. That is why I started the Show It Off book club, and I hope you will join the club. It's free, it's fun, it's easy. How to join? Just go to @showitoffpodcast page on Instagram, follow the page, see the post where I list all of the books on the list. It's a picture of a stack of books. I will help you find it. Start your own empowering library. tune in each Friday for the conversation starter videos I post of the chapters we are on, and I'll post them on the Show It Off podcast Instagram page. If you can read 1 to 3 chapters a week, you will be set. If you can't, you can still see the videos anytime. But it would be amazing if you were able to leave comments and share your thoughts with the chapters we're on with the group in real time. This is to help you really integrate the high vibe thoughts you need to be a part of your life in order to truly embody being deeply self-loving and shamelessly and unapologetically confident. So join the Show It Off Book Club today. Every play of this show means the world to me. Thank you for your time and for listening. I'd love to hear from you now. Questions and comments are welcomed at showitoffpodcast@gmail.com. Thank you for subscribing to the Show It Off podcast. And if you have a moment, if you could leave a review on iTunes, it would help other people to find this message of confidence. You could also help someone build confidence by texting this episode to at least one person now. Being self-loving means being authentic, bold, and confident. So shamelessly and unapologetically, show it off.